Next is falsetto. This is also referred to in the techniques segment of the program, but here we use it for effect, maybe just to create a soft, wispy sound, as is so popular today. Listen to the demonstrations. First, the male.
I love you. I love you.
Next, a female.
I love you. I love you.
Don't you just love that sound? But you need to make sure you don't use falsetto as a crutch to replace your mix. You must always be sure that you can get into your mix connected before you decide to use falsetto. And even then, sparingly and tastefully. You see, there's a lot of debate about falsetto. Perhaps it's because head voice and falsetto have been so terribly confused. Perhaps another reason is because of the various qualities of falsetto being used. Listen to Bee Gees' song, Staying Alive, and then listen to Boys to Men and hear their deliberate flip into a breathy falsetto. This can confuse singers. One falsetto is a complete letdown as to the amount of vocal cord tension, while the brassy or nasal-sounding falsetto is even more confusing because it has so much presence. Typically, you cannot connect falsetto with chest voice or mix. This has to be the best definer because I've seen some of the world's renowned vocal coaches confused about certain voices. Later in this program, as we coach you through the songs, we will show you which voice is used to create the style the song is asking for.